BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Friday the 27th of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall and Malin. The general synopsis at 1800... Low east of England 982, expected Denmark 988 by 1800 Friday. New high expected 100 miles west of Seoul, 1027 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s. Northerly, backing northwesterly, 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. Cromarty, north, backing northwest, 5 to 7. Showers, good. Forth, north, backing northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers, good. Tyne, Dogger, north or northeast, 7 to severe gale 9, backing northwest, 6 or 7. Rain, then showers, poor, becoming good. Fisher, northeast, 4 to 6, backing north or northwest, 6 to gale 8, showers, rain at first in south, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, cyclonic becoming northwest later, 7 to severe gale 9. Thundery rain, then showers, poor, becoming good. Humber, cyclonic becoming northwest, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Thundery rain, then showers, poor, becoming good. Thames, southwest veering northwest, 6 to gale 8. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, Wight, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 5 or 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, west veering north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Trafalgar, northwest veering north 4 to 6, showers, good. Fitzroy, Seoul, west, veering northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northeast, 6 to gale 8, backing northwest, 4 to 6 later. Showers, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, north 6 to gale 8, backing west, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, north 6 to gale 8, backing west 4 or 5 later, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, north, backing northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland, northerly, backing northwesterly 5 to 7, showers, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north-northeast 6, 14 miles, 1002, rising more slowly. Stornoway, north 5, recent rain 8 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Lerwick, north 5, 22 miles, 1000, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, north by east 5, recent rain 11 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north by west 3, 16 miles, 998, rising slowly. Lucas, north 4, 30 miles, 997, rising slowly. Boomer, north by east 6, 12 miles, 993, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by east 7, 985, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 7, 5 miles, 991. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 7, 2 miles, 992. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west southwest 7, 991, rising more slowly. Jersey, southwest by west 6, heavy rain 8 miles, 996, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by west 7, 992. Scilly automatic, west northwest 6, rain 5 miles, 993, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north northeast 3, slight drizzle 35 miles, 988, rising. Aberporth, northeast 6, rain 12 miles, 990, rising. Valley, north northeast 4, slight rain 16 miles, 993, rising. Liverpool Crosby, north northeast 4, slight rain 3 miles, 992, rising. Valentia, north northeast 4, moderate rain 6 miles, 1002, rising quickly. Ronald's Way, north 5, 19 miles, 995, rising. Malinhead, north northeast 6, recent drizzle 8 miles, 1001, rising. Macrahanish automatic, north by east 3, more than 38 miles, 999, rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 26th of September. The general situation: low pressure covers southern areas of the United Kingdom and will move away south and east by Friday afternoon. Strong winds and gales will affect all inshore water areas. Winds decreasing by Saturday as high pressure builds from the southwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, north 5 to 7, backing northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north 5 to 7, backing northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeast backing north 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Occasionally moderate at first in south. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northeast 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 5 or 6 later. Rain, then showers. Moderate, becoming good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, cyclonic, becoming northerly 6 to gale 8, then backing northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northerly 5 to 7, then backing northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, occasional rain at first, fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest, veering north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then backing northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, then fair, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest, veering north 6 to gale 8, then backing northwest 5 or 6 later. Showers, occasional rain at first, moderate, becoming good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic, becoming north 6 to gale 8, then backing northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 5 or 6 later. Showers, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northeast 5 to 7, backing northwest 5 or 6. Showers, good. Isle of Man, north 6 or 7, backing northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers later, mainly good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north 5 to 7, backing northwest 4 to 6, showers good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly 5 to 7, backing northwesterly, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Mullough Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northeast, backing northwest, 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point, Cape Wrath. North, 5 to 7, backing west or northwest, 4 or 5 later. Showers, occasionally rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, north 5 or 6, backing northwest 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And Radio 4's programmes for tonight. We'll be back to do it all again at 20 past 5. Until then, if you're staying here, you'll hear Business Matters on the BBC World Service. If you prefer, there's comedy and drama through the night over on Radio 4 Extra. So, until tomorrow night, when, if the voice holds out, I'll be here with the news. This is Jim Lee at Broadcasting House, wishing you a warm, safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in the United States and Australia, and we're talking about Japan, which is about to get a new prime minister. We'll look at the state of the country's economy, with the outgoing leader saying it's in pretty good shape.
The positive results of these initiatives are evident, including the highest wage increase in 33 years.
I will ask, could that next leader be the country's first female prime minister?
One of the things I've noticed also about our country is that, you know, the entry point for women or young people is difficult, mainly because we see much fewer role models, much fewer pathways in which we could walk through.
That's Business Matters First, the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has spoken of the importance of standing up against Russian aggression as she met the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington. Earlier, President Biden also met Mr. Zelensky and announced more military aid. The BBC's Jenny Kuma is at the White House.
I guess there were two things that President Zelensky was focused on during these meetings with the Vice President and the President, and that was continued political support and continued military support. What we heard from Vice President Harris was that things would continue the same if she were elected, but in a swipe to her Republican rival, she said there were some in the US who wanted Ukraine to surrender, and she said it was imperative for the US and the world to fight for Ukraine's sovereignty and democracy.
The White House says negotiations with Israel over a ceasefire in southern Lebanon are continuing, despite the Israeli government's apparent rejection of the proposal. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the IDF would keep hitting Hezbollah with what he called full force. James Landale is at the UN General Assembly, where Mr. Netanyahu will speak on Friday.
For now, the diplomacy continues here at the UN. Some officials are clinging to the hope that Mr. Netanyahu has not explicitly ruled out a ceasefire and may be playing for time. But other diplomats are less hopeful, fearing that Israel's prime minister will bow to domestic pressure at home rather than international pressure here. One told me, "We are inching towards the brink, not away from it."
Hurricane Helene is bearing down on low-lying coastal areas of Florida with sustained winds of more than 200 kilometres an hour. It's been upgraded to Category 4 as it gathers pace.